This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. South Adams County Fire Department publishes a 60 business day review minimum. Commerce City has no municipal fire department, so its adopted 2021 fire code assigns fire prevention to the South Adams County Fire Protection District and the Greater Brighton Fire Protection District. The city's Building Safety Division commits to initial commercial plan reviews in 21 days, and South Adams County publishes a minimum of 60 business days for its own. A commercial building in Commerce City passes through two separate governments before anyone can occupy it. The city's Building Safety Division commits in its published plan review timeframes that all initial commercial reviews will be completed within 21 days of construction document completeness review. The South Adams County Fire Department, one of two fire districts the city's code charges with enforcing its fire code, tells applicants on its plan review page that plan review will be a minimum of 60 business days after the plans meet our submittal requirements and the minimum fee is paid. 60 business days runs roughly 3 calendar months, and that clock does not start until the submittal requirements are satisfied and the fee is paid. How that system works came up on the July 30, 2026 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show when Karen Levine, a realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, described a Commerce City project her husband worked on that ran about a 2-3-year project. Levine told listeners, "And all their plans were signed off on, and the owner has been unable to secure tenants because the fire department came back and told them they had to add things to their fire suppression system, and yet they, the fire department, had signed off on it. That," she said, "has caused delay and cost to the owner of the property, which then is going to get passed off to rents." Host Kim Monson answered, "You've got to cover the costs somehow," and called it a real issue for affordability. Commerce City does not run a fire department. Under Chapter 5 of its municipal code, the city adopted a package of 2021 model codes by reference, including the 2021 International Building Code, or IBC, and the 2021 International Fire Code, or IFC, both published by the International Code Council. The codification of Chapter 5, Article 4 of the Commerce City Revised Municipal Code carries an ordinance history of Ordinance Number 2480, adopted May 15, 2023, and Ordinance Number 2732, adopted November 17, 2025. Separately, on the fire code page the city publishes without an ordinance citation, it deleted IFC Section 103 and replaced it with language providing that Department of Fire Prevention shall mean the South Adams County Fire Protection District or greater Brighton Fire Protection District, as applicable, and that both districts are charged with the implementation, administration, and enforcement of the provisions of this code. Two officials therefore sit over the same building. The building official is appointed by the city manager and, under Municipal Code Section 5-6, is charged with the direct overall administration and enforcement of this code. The fire marshal works for a special district with its own staff, fee schedule, and review schedule, governed by a 5-member board of directors that the district says is responsible for its policies and for review and approval of its annual budget. The city's permit application page lists the South Adams County Fire Department under Other Review Agencies, 1 of 6. Because the Greater Brighton Fire Protection District, which publishes its own materials as the Brighton Fire Rescue District, is named in the same amended section, part of Commerce City answers to a second fire district entirely. That district's published open burning rules name, Commerce City, among the jurisdictions it covers. The department's Fire Prevention Bureau says its Fire Prevention Division today is managed by the Division Chief of Fire Prevention and Fire Marshal and includes a Captain Deputy Fire Marshal, a Fire Life Safety Educator, 3 Fire Prevention Specialists, an Administrative Assistant Permit Technician, and an Administrative Assistant. Those people cover what the department puts at 68.78 square miles, serving, by its own description, all residents within Commerce City and areas of unincorporated Adams County. The same division sits on both ends of a fire suppression system because its published duties include technical review and approval of new development, construction, and fire protection system plans, and, separately, fire protection system acceptance testing and inspections. Sign-off happens at several points. The building official stamps the construction documents, and the fire district separately approves the fire suppression construction documents, which move on their own track with their own checklist and application. The district then inspects the rough and hydrostatic work before performing the final acceptance test on the installed system, a sequence its fee schedule treats as separate visits, pricing sprinkler work to include plan review, one rough and hydro inspection, and one final inspection. Two agencies, therefore, make four separate decisions on the same system, and an approval at one stage does not carry forward to the next. The fire district has published a price for re-reviewing plans it already approved when those plans change. Its plan review, inspection, and permit fee schedule, effective January 1, 2024, carries a standing line item called Additional Plan Review, billed at $120.00 per hour, minimum of 2 hours, and described this way. This fee is assessed for review of plans when changes are made to the plans that have been previously approved. The same schedule states at the top that modifications received after the initial submittal shall incur additional fees according with the fee schedule, which is the language of changes arriving from an applicant. Nothing in the schedule addresses what an owner pays when the district itself reopens plans it has already approved, and a note at the end lets the fire chief or fire marshal reduce or waive any fee in the schedule in his or her sole discretions. What the document establishes is that re-reviewing a previously approved plan is published and priced. New construction review and inspection fees on that schedule run by occupancy classification at $750.00 for a business, mercantile, or storage building of up to 5,000 square feet, and each of those fees includes two inspections. Visits beyond that number are billed at $120.00 per hour per inspector, with a 2-hour minimum. New permit applications after April 16, 2026, go through a new permit portal, and the schedule the district links from that page is still the January 1, 2024 edition. The city's other named fire authority builds fewer inspections into its base fee. The Brighton Fire Rescue District's information review and inspection fee schedule, in the edition posted to its site in September 2025, footnotes every new construction fee. Fee includes plan review and one final inspection, so a second visit turns billable there, one inspection sooner. Each additional visit costs less, though, because Brighton charges a flat $100.00 inspection for re-inspections where South Adams County bills $120.00 an hour per inspector against a 2-hour minimum. Four provisions in the building and fire codes. Commerce City has adopted cut against the idea that a plan review sign-off closes the file. Three restate International Code Council model language with local edits, and the fourth is a section the city struck and replaced outright. Under its amended IBC Section 107.3.1, when the building official issues a permit, the construction documents shall be approved by stamp as reviewed for code compliance or an equivalent endorsement. Its amended IBC Section 105.6 then authorizes the building official to suspend or revoke a permit issued under the provisions of this code wherever the permit is issued in error or on the basis of incorrect, inaccurate, or incomplete information, or in violation of any city, state, or federal law, ordinance, regulation, or any of the provisions of this code. A permit is, on the city's building permit process page, the legal notice to proceed with proposed construction. Approval also arrives in stages, since amended IBC Section 110.6 provides that work shall not be done beyond the point indicated in each successive inspection without first obtaining the approval of the building official, and that portions which do not comply shall be corrected. The fourth provision is the Fire Code's Duty Clause. The city deleted IFC Section 112 and replaced it with language barring anyone from constructing, altering, or using a system regulated by the fire code except in conformity with all of the provisions of this code and in conformity with the terms and conditions of any permit, certificate, or other approval issued under this code or of any directive of the fire code official. That text imposes two obligations at once, conformity with every provision of the fire code, and conformity with whatever approval was issued under it. Behind both, the replaced IFC Section 113.1 lets the fire code official issue a stop work order where work is performed contrary to the code or in a dangerous manner. Because a certificate of occupancy waits on outside agencies, an unfinished item at the fire district keeps the space empty even after the city is satisfied. Commerce City's occupancy page states that after a final inspection from the Building Safety Division, a new building or space cannot be occupied until a certificate is issued, and that after all inspections have been finalized, including by outside agencies, COs may be requested. The same page documents two narrower paths. A temporary certificate of occupancy, carrying a limited time frame, is available before the entire permitted work is complete, where the areas in question can be occupied safely, and a certificate of completion is available without occupancy. The city says the same thing from the other direction on its page of flexible permitting options for commercial projects. To let a mercantile tenant stock shelves ahead of final inspection, the city lists five requirements, and the first is that sprinkler installation must be finalized and accepted by the fire marshal. The same page offers demolition and metal stud permits that need no plan review, so an applicant can begin work while you wait for the tenant improvement plans to make their way through the review process, adding, however, you proceed at your own risk. The city ties that option directly to review duration. It attributes the tight schedules behind stocking permission to mercantile tenants, finishing up final construction elements, sometimes right up to opening day. An owner who disagrees with a determination has three documented routes. Under the amended IBC Section 107.3, an applicant whose documents do not comply shall be notified in writing of the reasons and corresponding sections of this code that serve as the basis for non-compliance. So, a demand carries an obligation to name the code sections behind it. Under the replaced IFC Section 111.1, appeals of the decisions of the fire code official relating to the application and interpretation of this code shall be to the Board of Appeals and governed by Section 521 of the Commerce City Revised Municipal Code. The third route is the narrowest. Amended IBC Section 104.10 lets the building official grant modifications where practical difficulties arise, provided the modification does not lessen health, accessibility, life and fire safety, energy and resource conservation, or structural requirements. Fire suppression falls inside that carve-out, so the building official cannot use that power to lessen it, which puts suppression among the least negotiable items on a commercial project. Everything a commercial owner in Commerce City runs into is on the record before the first drawing is filed. The city commits to 21 days for an initial commercial review, allots 14 more for the second round, and 7 for each round after that, and starts each of those clocks over on the date the applicant's comment response arrives. The fire district publishes a 60 business day minimum that starts only once the submittal is complete and the fee is paid. The same January 1, 2024 schedule prices, a business, mercantile or storage building of up to 5,000 square feet at $750.00, including two inspections, bills $120.00 an hour per inspector for visits beyond those, and charges the same rate to re-review approved plans once they change. A certificate of occupancy waits on all of it.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Two governments each hold a clock over the same building, and every month either one takes is another month. The owner is carrying the note on it. Those months go into the rent, the tenant pays them, and then the tenant's customers pay them. A city council did vote to hand its fire code to a separate district, but nobody voted for 60 business days, and the people who set that clock never have to carry the cost of it. Ask what your own city's process assumes, and ask who is paying while the file moves. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.